This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Again, you know, when he puts on my Amy Grant, always gets me in a good mood, especially on a Friday, you know, hey, getting the weekend going.
Dude, he played... The music started going, and I'm like, why am I talking? I need to stop talking right now and just take in the music, take in the vibes, man. I mean, I stepped all over it there. But no, Joe, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, like that music is kind of the feeling for football fans at the start of training camp, right? When it's just like everything is sunshine and rainbows on the horizon. We're all, you know, looking forward to – you know, a perfect season. I'm sure that's all going to happen exactly as we thought, right?
Yeah, basically. That's how it goes, you know. So, Joe, what do you say we keep it sunshine and roses, man? So,
let's do it.
And who is a team, or who is a player on this team who no one's talking enough about? I'm talking specifically on the defensive side of the ball, because we've talked a lot about Jalen Walker and James Pierce and Ruka Roro, and then you go A.J. Terrell, Jesse Bates, these veteran guys. But who is somebody that is a potential upstart type of player that we have not addressed enough?
Yeah, I've got a name for you, and it's a name that, to your point, like, nobody's really talking about him, but I think that he could be in line for having a really big year and a really important year for what the Falcons need, and that's Arnold Ebiketie. He's not a player who's unknown, you know, he's obviously been around, and he's just kind of flown under the radar, I think, because, you know, he was, people thought, you know, a lot of him coming out of college, and the Falcons certainly did, as, you know, they traded up to go get him in the second round when they did. But he didn't really start with flying colors, right? He kind of, you know, I guess a disappointment is like the right word to use, like, to the start of his career. But I really, like, I think that he's grown over the course of it, especially just in the raw ability to get to the pass rusher, which is what you're looking for out of a guy like him. And his sack numbers have gone up steadily every single year, which is something that you want to see. And while those did start from a lower number than we would have liked to see, you know, it is good to see that improvement. And it's a big year for him also. It's a contract year. And that's another one of the reasons why, you know, he's a player in my eyes to look out for, because I think the contract year thing is a real thing. You know, if you look around the league, players tend to have their best years when they have those contract years. And so he's a player that I'm really looking for to really kind of put his name on the scene as a guy who can be relied upon in the role that I think the Falcons drafted him to be.
And 5 sacks in his last 6 games. I mean, is that indicative of maybe not to that level, but is that something that he could potentially build upon moving into 2025?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's gained a lot of confidence in that aspect of the game. I think with him, the issue for in his game right now is actually more of like the stuff that fans probably don't care about, but coaches do, in terms of, you know, just being properly aligned on certain plays and not jumping off sides and lining up in the neutral zone, actually, which has kind of been a problem for AK at times. But, you know, that's really like where his game needs to be refined the most. And obviously there is an aspect of like being able to be the predominant pass rusher for a team that is unique, you know, and that's why those guys get paid. Like, we saw TJ Watt get paid this week. Ooh. But ultimately, I think that he's just a growing player. I'm not saying he's on that level, but I'm just saying that, you know, he's a player that I think this is, if there's a year where he's going to kind of break out, I think that this would be the year for that to happen for him in his career.
Yeah, I mean, that's a guy who's dealt with injuries throughout the course of his career, and he hasn't necessarily met expectations, but he kind of alluded to what he could do, and he kind of showed some of that tantalizing potential that he's flashed at times. But another guy who's kind of shown some potentials and some flashes, but has only played nine games in his last 2 years is Troy Andersen. That's somebody who I was really high on coming out of college, and the Falcons were too. They took him in the second round, and he just hasn't really done a whole bunch. But are they still leaning on him to really stay healthy for a full 17 games, or are they starting to move on? Or where do they stand on Troy Andersen?
Yeah, so I don't think they're moving on necessarily, but I think it is one of those situations where they need to, you know, protect themselves. They need to give themselves some insurance for, you know, the big problem for him, which has been staying on the field. He just hasn't been able to do that enough in his career to this point. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I think we've seen a lot from him when he has been healthy, and especially like after his rookie year. I thought his rookie year was a real growing year for him. You know, he hadn't really played a ton of linebacker in college. They kind of moved him to that position to give him, you know, more options in his professional career, because I think that his college coaches saw that that's where his future was. But he needed those reps. And then since then, he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. That was really his only healthy year, was his rookie year, when he was only playing like 46% of snaps or so. And so it's been unfortunate, because I do think that he still fits something that the Falcons really like want and value in at least one of the linebacker roles, which is to be that linebacker that can chase around these mobile, modern NFL quarterbacks that we see. It's such an important part of the game nowadays, and he's kind of the archetype for that kind of linebacker. And but they protected themselves by going out and getting a linebacker in Divine Diablo, who I asked Raheem Morris about this offseason, and he just was glowing about his ability and the way he's picking up the linebacker position. Also a player who's transitioning to playing the linebacker after being a safety in college. But again, that just goes to show that this kind of archetype of linebacker is one that requires a lot of safety type skills, and not just like in terms of the mobility, but also in being able to cover and just be a versatile player that can kind of be a jackknife or like a jack of all trades kind of player out there. So those two players, I think, are going to be kind of in a battle for who's going to be the starter. I mean, if you look at it, Divine Diablo, while we considered Troy Andersen a starter, Divine Diablo, they signed him for, you know, they're paying him $8 million this year. That's starting money in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops over the course of this training camp.
Yeah, and it's not something that I expect to be anywhere close to being done until the end of training camp. It's going to be something where we're going to see those guys in preseason. I fully expect to see that pair out there on the football field. But as far as anybody else you expect to see in preseason, I know we're still a little...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Plays away, but is there anybody that you would be surprised to see? Because Kirk Cousins is the backup quarterback, but I think it'd almost be foolish to put him in there. So what do they do with the quarterback position? Who else would you even see in preseason?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be very interesting to see kind of what the like what the principles are for this coaching staff this season in terms of playing the guys, especially in those preseason games. And, you know, we saw last year they did not want to expose any of these guys at all to injury. And I get it, you know, like especially when you don't necessarily you don't necessarily have your starting offensive line in. So you're almost like you're kind of putting the organization at risk if you're throwing like a starting quarterback there behind, you know, pieces that you know aren't like the premier pieces to keep those guys healthy. And quarterbacks are obviously such an important part mm-hmm. of what makes an NFL organization functional, as the Falcons well know. So that plays into it. As with Kirk, though, it is going to be interesting because typically you would see the backup quarterback play quite a bit. But Michael Penix didn't play much hardly at all last year either as the backup quarterback. So frankly, my expectation, Garrett, is that I don't think we're going to see much of either of Penix or Cousins at, you know, playing in preseason. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe they decided that they learned a lesson, because I did think that they looked quite rusty going into last year, and they probably could have used the preseason games, and Kirk Cousins even said as much both then and then afterwards. I know he mentioned it on the quarterback documentary, and you can kind of see that. So, but ultimately, until we have evidence otherwise, I expect them to continue to just be protective of their players.
Yeah, and look, it's that time of year, so I figured I might as well get the question out of the way and see.
And I take no pleasure in saying that, because I'm much anyone else who, I'm a football fan. I want to see the guys play too, but they're ultimately just trying to make the best decisions, what they think are for the organization.
Yeah, protect the team, protect the players. That's really the best thing. You protect the pocketbook, you know, because those are the guys who people want to come see. Joe Patrick joining me here on the Wade4.com hotline. Odyssey Falcons insider here for us, or for 92.9 The Game Falcons insider. Plus Joe Patrick on football. This is a team who finished 28th in DVOA. That's basically your best indicator of how good a defense is on a play-to-play basis, averaged out to what every other team, just for anybody listening at home. But is it foolish to expect that this team is going to all of a sudden be a top 16 unit on defense? Jeff Ulbrich is, of course, you're out with Jimmy Lake and in with Jeff Ulbrich, a really good defensive play caller. But is this team really ready to take that big of a step forward next year?
It's a lot to ask. I got to say, it's a lot to ask. I think a lot of that will depend on how improved this pass rush actually is. And we'd like to think that it's going to be greatly improved because of all the investments that have been made, especially with these draft picks. But, you know, when you look at rookie edge rushers, they don't necessarily produce in their rookie year. A lot of that production ends up coming in some of the later years, especially even in the second year, they can oftentimes break out. But it's not impossible. I'm not saying that it's impossible for these guys, but I think that that's what they're going to need if they want to really make that jump. Having said that, Garrett, I think that if they make that jump and they are the 16th overall team in defensive DVOA, I think this Falcons team is in very good shape. I don't even think they need to be even quite that high. I think they just need to be 20th or so, honestly, in order for them to, I think, be quite effective. Because, and to me, maybe it's my bias here, but that's just how good I expect Michael Penix to be. And based on what we saw last year, I couldn't think more highly of the guy. And I think this Falcons defense, they just need to be able to sack the quarterback. They need to be able to make plays. They have to be able to give the ball back to Penix and this offense. That's going to be the key. You know, the Falcons defense was actually pretty decent in terms of keeping points off the board back in 2022, a big rebuilding year for this team under DPs. That's the style of defense that team needed at the time. But this team needs to get the ball back to this explosive offense, which is going to be the aspect that carries them.
Yeah, and that's something that I don't think that they were necessarily very good at. Off the top of my head, I can't think of many instances where they're actually able to turn the ball over on any level of consistency, you know? And I wonder if that's going to be something. Because, that's kind of a fluid stat, you know? And it can come and it can go, and you don't necessarily want to base your entire identity of your defense on the ability to take the ball away. But, look, it's a pretty good indicator that your defense is playing really good ball. I got one more here on the Atlanta Falcons here for you, Joe, and then I want to ask you a little bit about Atlanta United, because, they got another big match coming up after a big performance in key moments back on Wednesday. But as far as position battles go, I'm very curious with this team, because it seems like we talked about the inside linebacker position. We can talk a little bit about the cornerback position, the second cornerback position, that is, and the nickelback and things like that. But as far as what you're looking for in terms of position battles. I'm not talking about roster spots when we're getting down to the bottom end of the roster necessarily, but I mean starting position battles. The offense feels like it's pretty much set, but what are you looking for in terms of those positional battles when we open up training camp?
Yeah, I mean, that the nickel one is really big. It's obviously like a very important role for any NFL defense. And it's, you know, like a lot of them aren't necessarily like position battles in the sense of like one guy's going to win, one guy's going to lose, but it's more like how does it shake out? And that's on the edge, you know, with these rookie edges. I'm interested to see, you know, just again, how that exactly shakes out, how many reps we end up seeing guys like Jalen Walker get over, you know, or, you know, does Leonard Floyd appear? Arnold Abakady, we've already talked about him, like what kind of snap share does he get? So that's one thing I'm really interested in seeing. And again, like also at center as well, I would say on the offensive side of the ball, you know, it's not that there's a battle going on there, but how does Ryan Neuzel deal with it? And how does the offense look with a new kind of a different profile of center, I would say, than what a guy like Drew Dahlman was. So I think there's a lot for us to look out for in this training camp. I think we'll learn a lot when it comes to kind of the way things are shaking out, because not everything is quite set in stone right now.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about Atlanta United, what you saw from them on Wednesday. I don't want to talk too much about tomorrow necessarily. It's another big match because, you know, every match is huge. You got, what, 12 matches left in the season, 12 points separate you and the playoff line. Every match is going to be critical. But they pick up one point. I don't know how to feel about it. They're getting all the stoppage time goals, but I don't know how sustainable that is, Joe.
I know how I feel, which is I'm not enthused by this Atlanta United team at all. As sad as it is to say, I mean, a point is not good enough for what this team needs right now. And it's like, if I'm honest with myself, it's not like I ever thought that this team, you know, was going to make a massive turnaround in the standings. It's just so they dug themselves in such a deep hole, but I just wish I was seeing better performances, like better attacking soccer performances, because, you know, this is the team, like this is all the DPs. I mean, yes, they are missing some defenders, Dean Gregerson, players like that are missing, but in general, like this is the team that was constructed to, you know, essentially go out and compete for a championship, and they're nowhere close to that level right now. So that is disappointing. I think it's surprising to a lot in the front office, and they're going to, you know, I think do a lot of work in this transfer window and beyond to try to remedy that. And make no mistake, the front office, I can tell you, they're as critical as anyone. I know fans are upset, but you know they are critical of their own performances and the performances of their own players. And I think that this club, you know, they have the resources to go out there and make a difference. Unfortunately, I think just for this season, it's just going to be, you know, too much to ask for.
Yeah, I just think that that's sort of what the reality is for them, just like the Atlanta Braves. It just feels like...
Yep, exactly.
Supposed to be very similar seasons. Well, maybe the thing that we've seen in Atlanta sports is that one team suffers or two teams suffer just for another team to succeed. So maybe that's the Atlanta Falcons, Joe. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. Let's hope so.
I hope the suffering can only go on for so long. All right, Joe Patrick, appreciate you as always. You're a pleasure to have you on.
All right, thanks, Garrett.
All right, when we get back, the Atlanta Hawks, they're playing summer league basketball. Does it matter? No, not really, but I'll tell you one reason why you should be paying attention on Sunday. We'll discuss that when we get back. You're coming off the bench with me, Garrett Chapman, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.